bread, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Blood, I know it was the blood.
Yes, it was.
For me.
Yeah.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, Jesus believers all over the world. Father God, this morning, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for your goodness and for your mercy and for your faithfulness, Lord God, for your faithfulness. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I mean, I know it was the blood. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers. Praise God this morning.
Yes.
For he is good, and his
yes.
mercy endure forever.
Yes.
And ever, and ever. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26.
Yes, God.
All hearts and minds clear.
Mm-hmm.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And again I say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name.
Thank you, Father.
Calling his name since about 3 o'clock this morning.
Praise God.
Calling his name in prayer. And whomever I lift up, I call their names. And I always remember my Ted Liners, Dr.
Yes.
Erica and her family. But I just thank God. Thank God. And I got one quick thing.
Okay.
And the Lord showed me. I had listened to a man, a prophet, and he was talking about the number of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And 666, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he used that to say, since there are three sixes, there will be three men with their companies, big companies, leading this charge into this new world order, one world government, all of that. And it sounded good. He gave the names and the companies and all.
Uh-oh.
And I was into it. It sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, some weeks later, I do believe, the Lord corrected me by saying he never said that the number of a man was 666. He said the number of a man was 603 score. And six. So, you know, 666, it just sounds like three sixes. Because we don't look at 555 and call it 555, or 999 and call it 999. This is just the world's way of perverting the gospel, 666. No way does that equal to three. So, As a body, we need to stop referring to the number of the beast as 666 and call it what God called it. God said the number of a man and is the number of the beast, and it's 603 score and 6. So if we want to shorten that, we just say 666, not 666. Just a little food for thought.
We love to eat. We love to eat. We love to eat.
Oh.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Minister Hill, could I ask something of you please, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you to minister Holy Communion again tomorrow due to the fact that last week the devil thought he did something, right, when I couldn't have Holy Communion. So if I can ask you to minister Holy Communion tomorrow again, I would really appreciate it.
It's done. Consider it done.
Okay. Holy Communion again tomorrow to get us back in alignment, you know, with just get us back where we need to be, all right? That's period.
Amen.
So tomorrow we'll see you again with Holy Communion.
I'll be here.
Praise God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to play the song. I don't know how many of you saw it, but I went on you and Minister Hill, this is exactly in alignment with what I did. I went on YouTube live streaming yesterday, and I gave a warning to the body of Christ. You see, when God gave me that open vision of the darkness, I didn't realize it was a warning. Because God showed me so much all the time. I knew it was something, you know, but I went on YouTube yesterday, and it's up there. I took the music, the same message I had yesterday. But brothers and sisters, God is still on me, with me, with that. And so I said, well, God, what? It's a warning. I know it was a word of warning. He said, but you know what, Erica? And this is the warning. God said, tell the body of Christ, warn them that they must operate in the gift of discerning of spirits. Ain't this something? And that they must have active and alive and working through them his power. Now that might not seem like a warning, because I ain't say no doomsday stuff, but a warning is a warning, and this kind of warning, I said, well, God, what kind of, I said, was it a word of knowledge, was it a word of wisdom? He said it was a destiny word, Erica. It was a destiny word that I gave you to warn the body of Christ that they're not going to be able to overcome the wrath that is coming, the darkness. He said they can't even overcome the darkness that is already here. Why? Because they can't see it. They can't hear it. They can't sense it. They can't discern it. Without my power. That's it. And not only that, he said, they've been so deceived. I say, how? He said, all these preachers preaching them, they need discernment. He said, discernment is not a gift from me. It is a normal sense. He said, I have a real gift. And I'm trying to give it to my body. But they so caught up in misinformation. I told you a couple weeks ago, the Holy Spirit said, you're unfair to God. You have an unfair mind toward God. You think you've tapped into discernment. Everybody has discernment. Some people's discernment is a little keener than others. But the gift of discerning of spirits only comes from God. It only comes from God. And so you get on here this morning and give us a word. Give us a word solidifying exactly what God was saying. Exactly. Sometimes in deliverance, I will say to people, will this stand up in the judgment? The demon know what I'm saying. And that demon will have to tell the truth. And the demon say, no. I said, that's right. You're a lying spirit. You've been unloosed and sent here to lie and deceive. The devil has perpetuated his assignment. The devil say in the, Jesus said and told us that the devil said he gonna take and he takes people's minds captive. Well, you don't have to help him. You don't have to help him. So as I was talking to the Lord this morning, I said, you know, God, I haven't really taught too much in the past couple of years on your gifts and giftings and that. He said, I know. He said, I know. I haven't given it to you to teach on. Discernment is carnal and fleshly, brothers and sisters. And it can be used by the world. It is. It's used by everybody. But not in my gift of discerning of spirit. That's the name of that gift, for real. That's what God calls it. If you really, really, really were discerning through the gifts of discerning of spirit, God say it's a warning to warn you. To warn you that you're going to have it in order to overcome the wrath that is here and the wrath that is to come. I'm almost finished updating my website, tedline.com. And I'm putting that up there. But I'm putting some other stuff up there too. I've been blessed, and I know it. I've been blessed because God has people send me stuff. They do. And he explained. He said, I made a believer out of you. I made a believer out of you. And I kind of thought I knew a little something. When God, in this past month here, ever since I saw that vision and right before God prepared me to see that darkness and gross darkness and allowed me to see that it has a heartbeat, it has a breath, and it rolls in just like a storm, dark cloud. It rolls in, but it's resting over some people because it consumes you. It comes down. And it consumes you. It comes down through the airways. And it is not a spirit. Nope. It ain't a spirit. It is the combination of spiritual wickedness in high places. It is a combination of principalities and thrones and dominions. God sent a warning. The body of Christ must have the gift of discerning of spirits. And they must have God's power active and alive in them in order to overcome. You see, it's kind of dumb thinking that God called you to be an overcomer and you can't overcome nothing. That never set right in my mind. It just didn't register to me. How can I be an overcomer, called by God to be an overcomer, and can't overcome nothing? I could not figure that out. It just, one and one did not equal two. So I went on the YouTube yesterday, TedLineTV.com, or TedLineTV on YouTube or whatever it is. I forgot. I told you, nobody took me off YouTube. And nobody took me off my, I still have my Roku TV. I still have everything I had. But God, he'll check your obedience and tell you not to use it. But then he said, then I listened to somebody who said, have you thought about having prayer? Okay. Because God had given me a mission to pray for something. And I thought, yeah, 24-hour prayer where people can call in. But then it went all the way to the right some kind of way. And I know what God told me to do, brothers and sisters. The most important thing you can do in your relationship with God is being obedient to the word that he has given to you to do. He ain't given to nobody else. Now, he'll put people around you with a like-minded vision. But you see, when you die, you ain't going to die with nobody else. When you stand before the judgment throne of God, he's going to say, did you forget, or did you not think I was serious when I told you to do such and such and such and such? Or is he going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my rest? He says, to whom much is given, much is required. But I'm going to tell you something. You got an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy your calling, your purpose, your destiny. And you're going to have to be able to discern that enemy. You're going to have to be sitting there talking to a man or a woman, and you're going to have to know who's talking back to you. You're going to have to know if a paper you're about to sign is bringing you into a contractual agreement with Satan, because the people over, whoever it is that has the paper or the power or whatever on this earth. Am I trying to get you to be paranoid? No, I'm not paranoid. Because paranoia is not from God. I got about 5 books. I'm not able to finish. Not really able to start. A couple of them. But I know when I am. They're not for play. God does not give you a warning and not prepare you to overcome whatever the warning is, or win or over it, or through it, or by it, or whatever. Because you see, 20-something years ago, before I wrote The Spirits Are Subject Unto You, I had just sustained an attack on my life by the devil, and in retaliation, God had me just to recover, put those 13 or 14 chapters, just throw them together. But in one of those 13 or 14 chapters, I'm not certain. Brother Joe, can you have me that book on the altar right there? I got a chapter in there on discerning of spirits on my website. The first seminar I did on them, I don't even know what year that was. I did it at the International Spiritual Warfare Conference. Yeah, on the right here, on the bench. I did it at the International Spiritual Warfare Conference. No, Spiritual Subject Unto You. I'm sorry. Watch out. Right there, on the bench. I did it, and I did it on Yada, the gift of knowing. Because you see, in the gift of discerning of spirits is the gift of Yada. You know, most people know about Yada through the seven Hebrew root words of praise, Yada. Well, even that guy used to come on TV, Steinfeld, he used to say yada, yada, yada. But people didn't know what he was saying. Yada means to know. To know that you know that you know that you know that you know. But you know by the gifting of God. I'm trying to see discerning of spirits gift. Page 86 to 90. Here it is. 86 to 90? Yeah. Discerning of spirits gift. So I wrote this 20 years ago. Are you hearing me? I copyrighted this book in 2007. So I began to put on paper what I knew about this gift. Page 86 to 90, if you have the spirits are subject unto you. But this was just the beginning. In the website, tedline.com, I think it's under to know, Yada, the gift of knowing. That's when he added on to this right here. He added on to this. But even in this will help you out a lot. When I wrote this, when I put this down on paper in 2007, I said, spiritually hearing, spiritually feeling, spiritually sensing, spiritually knowing, spiritually smelling, and I put on page 87, not enough is taught about this gift. This spiritual gifting seems to flow through my ministry along with the seer gift, with a special anointing for exorcism and deliverance miracles. The gift of discerning manifests or reveals itself in the form of visions and dreams also. I'm not waking up to this today. I've been teaching this since 1993. They thought I was out there. They said I was out there. And let me tell you the truth. I was out there, and I ain't come back in yet. And I can't, because God has expanded on this gift even more. And then to use me to sound an alarm, to give a warning that you're not going to be the overcomer he needs you to be without all these gifts being in activation. Now, I know some of you say, well, I read that book. Yeah, because I used to give it away free. I wanted people to know so bad I gave it away free. Then when I went on Shannon's show, I put a price on it, $19.95. I put it up on Amazon.com. A lot of people bought it. But Amazon.com, they sold this book in Europe for $50. And then I found out it was being sold in Europe for $100. And now in 2021, God said you got to have it. And he says, now I've got to raise up and train more people. Because let me tell you, through this gift right here, work all the gifts. Work all of them. I've been training Sears since 1993. I've been training discerners since 2000. I've been training some of you without ever putting a title to it. But now you need to know how to work this gift. And now, probably some of you won't even be able to get in my class because God is taking it public. God is taking this training and this gift and this gifting public. Not me. And you know what else? In order to show me where God has me, he had these people send me all this stuff. And I'm saying, God, can I really share this with everybody? Because bad enough, you know, it's bad enough that some of my own brothers and sisters in Christ misjudge me. Because I know you got to have this. And God said, it's up there on you. I put up yesterday's, that part, I put it up so you could get it. Now, in line with everything else, I got to teach this gift. I've got to teach this gift. I don't know what it is, which link Yada is. Let me try to look here and see. That's why I wonder, I wonder about a lot of things, so that's not anything. I'm not going to even go there. I'm going to teach this. Okay. I'm on TEDline.com. And I'm trying to see where I put that gift. Because I tell you, I don't even remember where I put it. And I hadn't been back to connect to Holy Spirit power.com. Let's see if that's nope. But you might want to connect to Holy Spirit power.com. Will prepare you. You see, there's an anointing of power. It doesn't matter if it's one person or 1 million in your presence. The power of God is able to touch every one of them if you got it flowing through you. So the link that says, I'm gonna go back on it. I'm gonna make it bigger. It says Tedline. Reconnect to Holy Spirit power. You need to study that. And then you need to go to the one with Yada. I don't know which one that is either. Let's see. Let's see. Nope, it's not that one. Where is it? You know what? I know I didn't take it down. But even on TEDLine.com, it says right there, discerning of spirit's gift under table of contents, spirits are subject unto you. Discerning of spirit's gift. I know you figured you already had it, but you don't. God said you don't. I'm not saying it. No, Jennifer, but thank you for reminding me. There's a series of 7 YouTube videos from your 2014 workshop you did on the discerning of spirits, Yada. Okay, those are there. But this is, maybe it's this. I got to find that. I don't know where it is. No, it's a whole website. It's green and black. I know what color it is. It's green and black. Oh, this might be it. No, that's not it. Where is it? Oh, man. Wait a minute. I got to find it now because if it's not up here, I got to put it back. I may have taken it down because I don't think I would have done that though. Nope. But this is a good one too. You have an adversary on there. Inner healing destroys the works of the adversary. Exorcism eradicates the adversary. So it's got to be one of those ones that says, where is it? You know what? I do not. Oh, maybe this is it. Here it is. Get more power over the devil. Discern the devil's work and destroy it. It's on the TEDLine. This stuff been on the TEDLine. TEDLine, Yada, knowing gifts, word knowledge, word of wisdom, knowing gifts, Yada, the gift of knowing. And I got all the scriptures here to back it up, but God says, this ain't enough. You see, this is one of those gifts that you need hands laid on you. You need to receive an impartation like Timothy. What do you say? Stir up the gifts, stir up the gifts by the laying on of hands of the presbyter. TEDLine, get more power, gifts of discerning of spirits. You see, I just started this yesterday. You've been blessed. If you're under the sound of my voice, if you're listening, you've been blessed. Because now when I get ready to take it out there, you know why I never charge? Some of you just thought I was pure stupid. No, I'm not stupid. I'm dumb to some areas because I don't know everything. But what I know, I know. But you know why I don't charge? Because I'm a missionary. In my heart, I'm a missionary. I'm used to dealing with poor people. All my friends that have learned from me and charged. But if every Everybody charges. I remember when I went from a millionaire to a pauper. And God allowed that to happen. You know why? Because I didn't have money. I didn't have money to pay for nothing. And what did they give me? Nothing. I remember going to one person's church, and they said, from today on, if you're not a tithe payer, don't come here. And I listened to those words, and those words cut deep. I remember not having money to put in an offering. I would tear off buttons. I would give a promissory note in the offering plate. And I remember saying, God, I will never do that. I remember not having money, and I said, I don't have any money, but I will pray for you for 10 days or 40 days or whatever. I was so hurt because they charged for everything. And I said, God, if I'm ever in a position, I'm going to fix this. I'm not going to charge people for your stuff. You know what I found out? Some people won't give you nothing. They will take and take and take. They'll take from you and go to another ministry that ain't feeding them nothing and give to them. The hardest ministry out here is the ministry of fighting Satan. Because Satan will have his people locked down on you. He'll have his people come at you from 44 different ways. You talk about crying in the midnight hour. That's what deliverance ministry will have you doing. And they won't tell the truth. I say, God, how the poor people going to, how are they going to grow? How are they going to know you if they got to pay $200 or $500 or $1,000 and they don't have it? The Lord told me, don't you worry about it. You just do what I tell you to do. That thing hurt me to my heart. And it perpetuates this elitism crap. They'll go and pay to be filled with Satan and won't give 10 cents to the people they have to come to get free from the devil's damage. Because they done gave it all to the devil. I've been putting this stuff up here and out here for many, many, many years. What is the fruit? I can take you to my website and show you it's already there.
Let young men call upon you because you're strong. Young people, now is the time to serve God. Accept Jesus now before it's too late.
I can't go, give him your heart and soul. I can't go, give him your heart and soul. I can't go, I can't go. I can't go, give him your heart and soul.
when you want to talk to God. Bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul in a man. When you want to talk to God. Bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul. Jesus wants heart and soul. Heart and soul. Heart and soul. Give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul. Give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul. Heart and soul, give God your heart and soul. Heart and soul, your heart and your soul. Heart and soul, give God your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul, give him your heart and your soul. Heart and your soul. Heart and soul, give God your heart and soul. Heart and your soul, your heart and your soul. Heart and soul, give God your heart and soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 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 When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul. Heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God. Until you grow old. Said young man, I call upon you because you're strong. Young people, now is the time to serve God. Accept Jesus now before it's too late.
Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul, in a man. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul, Jesus wants heart and soul. Heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul. When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees. Heart and soul, give him your heart.
I guess that's really all I have to say today. I was going to, I got to clean up a few things on my website. I'm going to put the video of that beast that I let some of you see on my website today. And I put the video, it's already up there, that some of you, if you live another day, please go to, if you don't, it's up there, Secret Religion Exposed. It's very long, but if you start it, don't stop until you get to the end. And I'm going to put the pictures of that dog-headed human. And no, it ain't no Photoshop. It's circulating all over. It even got the name of the garbage truck that hit that came to pick up the beast, the dog-headed human, which is a whole colony or tribe of them. You see, all this stuff is coming out. It's coming out. God is exposing it. But if you can't discern it, if you can't see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, smell it, because of the anointing upon your senses, then you're still going to heaven. But what God doesn't want you to have to continue experiencing is such hell on earth. There's a better way. And God already provided it. But it's like everything else with God. You know, you got to appropriate it and Some of you been so abused, you still abusing. Abusers abuse. Hurt people, hurt people. But it's time to stop. People hurt people by thinking they know them. I hear some ungodly stuff about me. Oh, she this, she that. Oh, she a witch. I'm a witch's worst enemy come true. I'm their worst nightmare manifest in reality. Some of you, I understand. But God got a plan. I tell you that. God got a purpose better than a plan for your life. But you can't enter into it in unbelief. You can't enter into it. And you know what God has really proved to me? I mean, you know, I'm a believer. That's all I am, just like you. Except I believe with my whole heart, spirit, soul, body, and I live it. But I'm not living it like I'm going to live it. Because I'm just abiding here on earth until that date comes, you know. And I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. A lot of people don't understand me, and I don't expect you to, except God reveal how your life and my life supposed to fulfill whatever part of his plan is supposed to fulfill. I'm going to give you this real quick. God talked to me about destiny words. Okay, destiny words from him to us. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent a prophetic word, a destiny word, or a warning. You might be thinking, okay, here's, according to that word, what's going to happen. But no, it wasn't that kind of word. It's a word of equipping. God is actually inviting you into the fulfillment of his word on earth because it's already in heaven. Know that it's taking you into the fulfillment of God's picture. It's not your job to make the word happen. Your job is to hear the word and say to yourself, how do I become the person that God wants me to be when that word is fulfilled? Hallelujah. Because you see, if you're going to work on you, creating inside of you the godly character and the godly nature that God wants you to have in the fulfillment of that word, listen to me this morning. God is already doing his work in you. And God is already doing his work upon you. Understand this, if you don't get nothing else this morning. Understand this. You don't have nothing to do with God's fulfillment of his word. God's word is going to be fulfilled, whether you accept it or not. Romans chapter 5 that I just read to you. Understand this. perseverance in Christ Jesus creates God's own godly nature and God's own godly character in you. Praise God. You see, it's the character, it's the nature of God in you that allows our Father God to fulfill all of his promises to you and I. A destiny word. It's up to you.
Jesus wants your heart and your soul. Don't wait until you grow old. Let young men call upon you because you're strong. Young people, now is the time to serve God. Accept Jesus now before it's too late.
When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees.
Heart and soul, Jesus wants heart and soul. Heart and soul, heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul. Heart and soul, give him your heart and soul.
When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees.
Heart and soul.
When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees.
Heart and soul.
Give him your heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Give God your heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Your heart and your soul.
Heart and soul,
give God your heart and soul.
When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees.
Heart and soul.
When you want to talk to God, bow your head below your knees.
Heart and soul.
Give him your heart and your soul.
Heart and your soul.
Heart and soul.
Give God your heart and soul.
Heart and your soul,
your heart and your soul.
Heart and soul,
give God your heart and soul.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff to comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 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 When you want to come to God,
yeah,
bow your head below your knees.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes. Yes. Yes, God.
When you want to talk to
yes.
Bow your head below
yes.
Your knees.
Yes, Lord.
Give him your heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Give him your heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul.
Give him your heart and soul.
When you want to talk to God.
Thank you. keep humming when the song's through. It's like been living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those days? Keep hoping when it's hopeless. It's like they figured out what the red diamond is. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
sisters, let me assure you of one thing. Jesus is alive and Jesus is coming again. I'll see you tomorrow.